Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about Parkinson's disease. What is it? How do we treat it? What has been found successful? To answer some of these questions are practitioners at the Twin Ponds Integrative Health Center in Brinecksville, who will be offering a Parkinson's retreat for people with Parkinson's disease and their caregivers on Saturday, March 18th, from 9:15 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. To help us understand what is Parkinson's disease, are my guests this evening, Kathy Dunkelberger, a certified natural health counselor and a certified life coach. She does all kinds of coaching and works best when the individual is ready for change. She's also an allergy elimination specialist and helps relieve people of almost any type of allergy, including food, seasonal and chemical and sensitivity. And Betsy Weitzig, a movement researcher, choreographer, educator, dancer, and author. She's the originator and director of Coordination Pattern Breakthrough Training and Full Potential Learning. It is the mind, body, and movement mind link. Simple, easy exercises that use the coordination patterns training, which may help improve body mechanics. It is a pleasure to welcome Kathy Dunkelberger and Betsy Weitzig to help us take charge of our lives on WDIY. Betsy, let's talk with you. How did you become interested? It sounds like you're a dancer, choreographer. How did you become interested in Parkinson's?
Well, the main way was my mom, who had Parkinson's, and I just went through with her. There were so many things we didn't know, and we had to find out. It was kind of a constant learning curve as I went through it with her. In fact, they discovered she had Parkinson's. It's a difficult thing to diagnose. It was her eye doctor. Apparently, there are things in your eyes that happen when you have Parkinson's, and it was her eye doctor who discovered that she had Parkinson's. And from that point on, I mean, she had actually had many symptoms of it before that, but we didn't know.
What were the symptoms?
Family didn't know what was happening, and a lot of them are kind of subtle, or things you wouldn't think about, like she got depressed. I mean, who would think that that could be a symptom of Parkinson's, early Parkinson's? But it is. And what we all recognize are the tremors that Parkinson's people have and the stiffness and the shuffle walk. But early on, when you have Parkinson's, those things don't necessarily show up right away. So it is a difficult thing to recognize. It's another reason why we need to go to the eye doctors every year and get a good checkup and not just ignore that. It was my mom and also my work. I work with the movement mind neurological system that the body has, and Parkinson's is essentially a neurological difficulty. It's a problem that's in the brain that then affects the body and the mind, the way we process information. And so it was part of my field,
Betsy,
as well.
Betsy, did the ophthalmologist indicate what he found in the eye that led him to believe that mom had Parkinson's?
I don't know that kind of neurology
of
the eye that specifically, but apparently it's something that does show up in the way the eyes are functioning, and it's very specific. So that's why the eye doctor was able to diagnose her.
And
of course, then she went to her other doctors, and they confirmed the diagnosis.
Now, have you been helpful with helpful to your mom in some of the patterns that you've developed?
Yes, both in not just in the way she she moved, which I could keep her. I kept her. I helped keep her moving pretty well, walking pretty well. She was a very determined lady, but also mentally, I was able to help her deal with some of the mental issues of Parkinson's. But as I say, for my mom, unfortunately, she died about 8 years ago. But she had Parkinson's for 20 years, and she died in her, like, she was 85.
So what you're saying is that having Parkinson's is not necessarily a determination of an early death.
Oh, yeah.
That
I
you
mean,
can
especially
live,
now.
That you can successfully lead a good life even though you have Parkinson's.
Well, you can. The disease progresses. As it does progress, it becomes more and more difficult of a disease. At the end, you probably will be in a nursing home or having someone at home who can care for you 24/7. It is a very, very difficult disease. However, these days, with the medicines and the exercise and things that they're doing, it's so much better prognosis. And they're even doing things now with boxing, with riding bikes, and other efforts which actually strongly diminish the effects of the Parkinson's on your movement. So there's some really good research going on, and there's some really wonderful developments in the care and training of people with Parkinson's to help them have a much, much better and fuller life than, unfortunately, my mom did.
Well, Mother was very fortunate to have you there to be at her side so that you could facilitate a much better life for her, and she could really move along and have a better, more functioning life.
Also, having lived through it with my mom and my dad, who was her caretaker, I also very much am concerned about and want to help the caretakers live a better life, because they really, the caretaker of a person with Parkinson's has to make a lot of adjustments. It's a difficult walk. They need the support of the community. They need the support of the experts in the field and people like at Twin Ponds that can give them the extra care they need as well as the person who has the Parkinson's.
Along that line, Kathy, how do you help people with Parkinson's?
I'm going to be sharing a role on the day of the 18th, March 18th, as doing a presentation for caregivers, you know, helping to see what they're doing to take care of themselves currently, you know, having a group discussion amongst other caretakers to see what they're doing right, what others may be doing wrong. Oftentimes, the caretaker doesn't take care of themselves, and then they lose the ability to take care of the one that's the actual patient or client.
You've just tuned in. You're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. And this evening, we're talking with Kathy Dungleberger, Certification Natural Health Counselor and Certified Life Coach, and Betsy Wetzig, Originator and Director of Coordination Patterns, Breakthrough Training, and Full Potential Learning, for helping us to understand what Parkinson's disease is. So what are some of the things that physical characteristics or that we might notice that might help us to say as a caregiver, I think something is wrong. Well, I better have this checked out. Kathy, you want to try that?
Yeah, Parkinson's is actually a degeneration in the brain cells. There's actually a lack of what's called dopamine. It's a chemical that's being created. It's a neurotransmitter in the brain that's being created in the brain. And that slacks off over time. And that kind of keeps under control some of the symptomology that you start to see. And it also increases the amount of acetylcholine that gets produced in the brain, which causes some of the other symptoms such as the tremors, the trembling, stiffness, slowing, freezing when they're trying to move. They just freeze up sometimes. Also, they have a disruption in their balance. They can also have very frightening and damaging falls also, which can become very debilitating also. But, you know, there are other things such as their swallowing and, you know, their writing, even buttoning their clothes. that all get affected by this.
And what did you notice about your mother, Betsy?
Well, as I said, one of the things was the freezing, which showed up kind of early on one time, and also the depression. But she was, my mom was, we didn't understand what happened at this time, but it actually was a Parkinson's event. She was standing in front of the sink, and she had turned the water on, and she suddenly froze, and she couldn't turn it on or off. And, it, of course, it frightened her because we didn't know what was happening. But it's just like her whole mind and body just froze. It wasn't just a freeze of her body. It's actually a freeze of her mind. Another big thing that happens with Parkinson's people is that they slow down. Their sense of time gets slower. And it's not just that they're having difficulty moving, therefore they're slower. Their whole sense of time is slower. So it's very important that the caregivers or people who love them and want to be with them or work with them recognize that the person with Parkinson's needs us to slow down to match their sense of time. Even as we talk to them, they have a feeling, if when we're just speaking in a normal speed like I am now, they have a feeling that we're rushing them, that we're making them go too fast. Simple things like buying something at a store and taking out the money and handing it to the clerk, et cetera, I remember feeling so tempted just to kind of grab the thing out of my mother's hand and pay it off. But that's the totally wrong thing to do.
So what you're saying, Betsy, is that we need to know that one of the features of Parkinson's is that people slow down.
Right.
And their whole timing slows down.
Exactly.
And they move in slow motion, which is not something that they want to do, but it's part of the Parkinson's impact on the body. And we're going to learn more about and talk more about some of the impact of Parkinson's on the body. And we're going to talk about what we as caretakers can do when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Hi, this is Janice Ian. Every Monday night at 7 o'clock, WDIY is keeping the golden age of folk music alive with folk classics. Your host, Steve Aronson, features music from all the singer-songwriters, including yours truly, from the groups, with a little folk rock sprinkled in for good measure. Folk Classics is the show to listen to, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WDIY.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. And today we're talking about a retreat that is coming up on Saturday, March 18th for people who are dealing with Parkinson's. It is for the Parkinson patient as well as the caregiver. And where is this retreat going to be held, Kathy?
It's going to be a Twin Ponds Integrated Health Center, and it's actually in Briningsville, Pennsylvania, but that's just a suburb of Allentown. If you would get off, like, the exit for Trecklertown off for Route 100, you'd make a right onto Shantz Road, and then Twin Ponds is directly on the left.
And what made you feel that there was a necessity to have this retreat for both the Parkinson patient as well as the caregiver?
It's not just the fact that we have our own, you know, clients that come into the center with Parkinson's. It's because it's an issue that's plaguing our society today. It's one of those illnesses that doesn't have a cure. You know, although there's a lot of strides that we've made throughout the years, and there's a lot we can do with natural health to help people as well. But, Parkinson's doesn't have a cure.
So what do you plan to do at the retreat?
Well, we have a lot of different practitioners that have volunteered their time and have put together presentations and programs. There'll be things that would include different types of massage. We have like a Tragar massage or a Tragar approach done by one of our practitioners. There's something called craniosacral treatments, which can be done by a couple of different practitioners. Benita Castle and also Steve Hogue do the craniosacral, but it just actually helps and benefits the body in many ways.
And what is craniosacral massage?
It's basically a movement within the head and the parts of the brain and the body, and it just kind of realigns things just a little bit.
Yeah, it's an energy form of massage. There are different kinds of massage. They function on the body from different aspects of how the body is working, and the cranial sacral is working with the pulse that's in the spine and the brain, and also with energy.
So that is for the patient, the person with Parkinson's. Is that accurate?
Yes, and we have other kinds. We have shiatsu, which is a form that came out of Japan, which uses pressure points. It's somewhat like acupuncture. There's sports massage. There are all kinds. We have a number of different kinds of massage at Twin Ponds, and different people will benefit from different forms in different ways. So that's part of one of the things we're going to be giving people information about
at the retreat. Now, if people want to come to the retreat, it's going to be Saturday, March 18th, and the time will be when?
From 9:30 to 4:30.
From 9:30 to 4:30, and the cost is?
It's $35 for an individual.
And that includes?
Lunch.
Lunch. Right. So it's $35 a person. $35 for the caregiver, $35 for the person with
Parkinson's.
Right. And if they want further information, how do they get that information?
Well, there are two ways. One is to call Steve Hogue, and his phone number is 610-756-6867. I'll say it again, 610-756-6867.
In order to register, where do people go?
They're going to go to Dr. Tom Walkman, who is our chiropractor, who will also be doing work. And at his number is 610-841-3395. Or they can also go to the Twin Ponds Integrative Health Center's website, which is just twinpondscenter.com.
Very good. So, and this is going to be a one-day workshop.
Yes.
And what time?
One day. But it's a day of retreat. It's a day of getting care taken, as well as getting in good information and tools for the future.
You know, when I think of a retreat, I think of a way of relaxation and easing and getting perhaps getting inspiration.
Exactly.
And also getting renewal for people who are caregivers of people with Parkinson's, as well as the Parkinson patient getting some more understanding of their own condition. Are those some of the goals of
right.
the retreat?
For instance, the nutrition piece, we're going to have the cooking, and the lunch you're going to get is also you're going to get information while you're eating this delicious lunch and before about good ways for you to take care of yourself in the future and cook and have nutritious food. So that's the kind of thing that's going to happen.
And there will be some information for the caregiver as well as the patient.
Absolutely. Like what Kathy's doing is she's going to be doing a time just with the caretakers.
What does that mean?
Kathy?
I'll be speaking with the caretakers directly to talk to them about some of their challenges, also some of the drawbacks in taking care of an individual, even having that individual, you know, even if they're in a nursing home or something like that, you still are in a caretaker role, and they neglect themselves.
So you're going to be helpful to the caregiver to give them some incentive to take care of themselves.
Right. Some coping techniques. We also have one of our practitioners that's going to be doing a segment on meditation. And meditation is so vitally important to not only caregivers, but also to Parkinson's patients, because it can actually help with their symptomology and issues that they have, as well as we're going to be having one of our practitioners talking about Tai Chi, which has been proven to be one of the most outstanding ways to even maybe roll the clock back just a little bit and getting rid of some of their symptomology and the problems that they're facing with things that they have.
Now, a class size is going to be limited.
Yes.
What's the limit to the class size?
Well, it has to do with the space. We have it depends on different classes. I mean, we can, like, the caretaker group can be a little bit bigger, some movement things maybe a little bit smaller. But we're thinking in terms of a large class being 15. And sometimes the classes might be down as small as, I don't know, 8 or something like that. So it will be, the size of the class will be geared to what's being dealt with.
So that the cost for the day is $35 per person.
Per person,
including
right. And actually, just to tell people, all the professionals who are presenting and working are not taking any money. The fee that we're asking is to pay for the lunch. A lot of people would pay $35 just to get the lunch, but to pay for the lunch and to do the advertising and other things that would be heat, et cetera, that we need to pay for. But the actual, all the experts that are coming to give it's really a gift to the people who have Parkinson's and their caretakers.
All right. And to register for the conference on Saturday, March 18th, which is taking place at 9 o'clock in the morning, and goes till what time, Kathy?
4:30.
Till 4:30. Okay.
And I think the sessions actually start right at 9:30, but they can get there a little bit early for registration and so forth.
All right.
Except we want people, you need to register ahead of time. So please call Dr. Tom Walkman. And his number again is 610-841-3395, because we need to have people register ahead of time, because it might overfill. I mean, we might even wind up with a waiting list. I hope we do, and then maybe we can do it again. But, you know, there is the space that we have is not very wonderful at Twin Ponds, but it is limited.
But this is a wonderful opportunity for a person who is a caregiver of a person, of a relative with Parkinson's, to get renewal for themselves as well.
Yes.
And what about the Parkinson's patient themselves? What can they find at this retreat?
Well, a big piece is going to be the movement. We have the Tai Chi, we have Feldenkrais, we have the coordination pattern training. Along with that goes information about how to... For the person with Parkinson's, how to challenge themselves to keep their abilities at top rate. It's very easy, unfortunately, we're human beings, and especially with this disease, because you're freezing, your movements, everything's slowing down, everything is getting, you're losing your balance a little bit, which makes you sit down. So you need to have people help you keep exercising, go out and do things, become active, and things like that. One of the things I used to sort of fight sometimes with my mom about, I'd say, because she got to a point where it was difficult. If we took her to the mall or something, she couldn't last. You know, she could walk around for a while, but then she'd really tire out or she'd freeze. And so I'd say, look, Mom, I'm going to take a wheelchair, and I know you're perfectly all right. You can be not in a wheelchair, but I'm going to put you in it and have it with me. When we get inside the store of the mall, then I'll just push the wheelchair. You move around freely, but if you happen to freeze or get tired, I got the wheelchair right here, and you can get back in it. Things like that. You can use tools like a wheelchair or a walker or something that has a walker that has a seat on it. So, because Parkinson's is a funny disease, it kind of comes and goes on you during the day. You have moments when you're almost fine, and then you have other moments when you can't move at all.
Well, I want to ask one question because our time is running. Kathy, Betsy, what is the mental impact of Parkinson's? In other words, do you have loss of memory like you do in Alzheimer's? Is there an impact on your mental capacity, or is it the frustration that you can't use the mental capacity that you have? How would you address that?
You do lose mental capacity. It's not often talked about for in a lot of the things the doctors and things are telling you. It's the information's in there that you do, but it's not I don't know why, but they sort of avoid it. And that was one of the things that was frustrating to me. Part of it is that you're functioning just much more slowly, but I think I don't know what the numbers are right now, but the last time I looked, it was like about 80% of the Parkinson's people at the end of Parkinson's, not the whole time, get dementia, which is kind of like you're living in a altered reality, at least for periods of time. And so it's, again, one of the things the researchers show is that the more you move, it lessens the dementia.
Well, I think that's an important factor, and I want to thank you, Kathy Dunkelberger, Certification Natural Health Counselor and Certified Life Coach, and Betsy Wetzig, Originator and Director of Coordination Pattern Breakthrough Training and Full Potential Learning, for helping us to understand about Parkinson's disease and how we can cope with it. If you are interested in attending the retreat on Saturday, March 18th, you need to register by calling Dr. Tom Wachman at 610-841-3395. And you can go to Twin Pond's website at twinpondcenter.com. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.